One month the diversity of political leaders catch up with the rest of the country. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Phil Chen, assistant professor of political science at Beloit College, explains why representation matters.
The demographics of the United States are changing rapidly. While whites made up nearly 90% of the population in the 1950s, they make up only about 60% today. In spite of these demographic trends, political representation remains predominantly white and male. While Congress is more diverse than at any point in history, only 22% of our members of Congress are racial or ethnic minorities. Even more striking, women make up only 24% of Congress. Descriptive representation, that is, seeing people who share your identities in politics, is an incredibly powerful force, driving the legitimacy of our political institutions. Increasing the diversity of our representatives helps increase political trust, especially among citizens who have traditionally been excluded from politics. Yet women, along with racial and ethnic minorities, face unique challenges when seeking political power. My research demonstrates that racial, ethnic, and gender identities play a critical role in how people participate in American politics. Specifically, I study how the identities of political leaders affect support for politicians, the decisions they make, and the institutions they represent. I consistently find that women and people of color are disadvantaged in politics. Negative racial attitudes and sexism decrease support for the specific politicians, but these beliefs also affect support for decisions made by federal judges, perceptions of judicial bias, trust in our political institutions, and even compliance with COVID-19 public health measures. As our country continues to become more diverse, we must consider how our own beliefs affect our understanding and support for our politicians and institutions.
That was Phil Chen of Beloit College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.